Inna alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah wa ba'd. I'm sitting in the desert looking at the fire. You can probably hear the fire in the background. I'm sitting in a amphitheater of sandstone formations, and the wind comes and blows through this onto the fire, so the fire doesn't really blowing to keep it lighted. It actually eats up a lot of wood very fast. Alhamdulillah, subhanAllah, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's practically not a single tree to be seen anywhere. But lots of wildlife, lots of birds, and some of them I know, some of them I don't know. This is the Qatari desert, but surprisingly full of wildlife. We were very close to this, where we are camped is the sea, sort of inlet from the sea. So we walked on that beach, not a single soul in sight. And you can walk literally a kilometer into the sea, and you still have the water only up to your, say, about knee depth. And this Qudrat of Allah, when you come here, the stars that you can see in the sky, because there's no ambient light from any nearby cities and so on. And we can just reflect on the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This little grain of sand on a beach, which is this earth that we live in, Allah has created so much beauty, so much amazing things. And then look at the stars and wonder what is on those stars, and whether some of them are inhabited, whether there's life on them, and what kind of life. In our imagination, our imaginations are so short that when we imagine aliens and so on, we call them aliens, and then we imagine them to be, with green color and bloated heads or something. I mean, we can't even imagine some decent looking aliens. But ajeeb, the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates such a multiple variety of life and forms and formations. I'll post some pictures and a couple of videos also with this for the reminder, inshallah. And my little grandson has gone up on the hill with his father hunting mountain lions. So this is the beauty of the imagination of the child, he hasn't gone to school yet, so his imagination is still there. But we hope that he never goes to school. So his imagination remains alive, or at least he goes to a school where they don't destroy the imagination. But, wonderful to see the Qudrat of Allah. What I'm sitting here amazed about is I've been sitting in the same place for now over an hour. As the sun set, so we came here while the sun was almost setting, and then the sun set, and now there's the firelight, and it is as if we are in a different place. Every half an hour or so, it looks like we're in different places. All that is happening is that the light is changing, and the entire scene changes, the entire atmosphere of the scene changes. This is the Qudrat of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, that He makes these His creations so beautifully, with such infinite variety. The rock formations here are amazing, all around the all around where I can see. It's sandstone, so it's soft rock, and subject to erosion, wind erosion, rain erosion, water erosion, and so on. So I'm sure if anyone could take time-lapse shots over years and decades, but you would actually see the whole landscape changing with this erosion happening. So lots of interesting small caves and so on. I'm sure some of them are not safe, and you wouldn't want to go and camp inside one of them in case it sort of collapses on your head. But some of them, I'm sure, are perfectly safe because this is sandstone, it is rock, and the cave has been carved by the wind and the rain. The water settles in through the rock, on the harder rock on the top, and then it melts the lime underneath, so these caves get created underground, and then eventually the water breaks out and flows out from another side, and that's how the cave gets an opening into the outside world. Here, of course, there's not that much of water, but you have flash floods, then you have, of course, winds. So a lot of erosion and so on and so forth. And all that one can do is to look at this and say, Subhanallah, Rabbul Arshil Azim, Tabarakallahu Ahsanul Qaliqeen, that may all praise and all grace and majesty is to the Rabb of the throne, and the glory and barakah is to the Khaliq, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our Creator, who creates without any need for any thing, and He creates as He wishes. We just look and see the Qudrat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and read His ayat in the Kainat. And we read the ayat in the Kainat as He told us to do when He said, اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.